I'm gonna start with what I think is a pretty obvious one, and one that everyone has already been talking about a bunch. I think we're getting Jimmy versus Jay. I can't really get into night one, night two, because I don't know how they're gonna work it up. I was reading some stuff earlier this week that, like, apparently Seth and Drew is gonna be the co-main event for night two, so we're gonna see both world title matches, apparently, maybe, from what I'm hearing. So I don't know what that means for night one. I mean, obviously the tag match is likely going to be night one. That'll probably main event that night and everything. And I imagine that the women's matches maybe will both go night one, and then men's are night two. Who knows? Maybe I'll rumor this. Card series will change. Whatever. So I can't get into night one, night two. But I think we're definitely getting Jimmy versus Jay. And I kind of want it in, like, I want a tribal combat match.
Yeah, something.
I know that wasn't, like, a big deal. I feel like when the first Tribal Combat match came around, I was, like, you know, on streams and stuff, we were talking just like, what the hell does that even mean? It's all just a no DQ match, whatever. But I think, you know, especially if they're going to put that on night one, and with, like, the tag match having, like, the stipulation that, like, if Rock and Roman lose, like, Bloodline, everyone is banned from ringside, like, cool, then with that going anyway, maybe you put Jimmy and Jay night one, tribal combat, Solo gets involved in some way, all three of them kind of just get too beaten up to do anything night two anyway, on top of Rock and Roman maybe losing or whatever, and then we go from there. But it's a match we all want. I mean,
oh my god,
that face off to start the Rumble was like such a tease, and we all wanted more, so just give me what I want.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Batista. I think it's just something you want. Again, we discussed it, you know, in a previous stream. You know, blood, one-on-one, you don't see that often. You know, you see Jimmy and Jay. They are just, they're not at the head of the table, but they are right there. And this is what you want. I mean, yes, the focus is, you know, the Bloodline story and Jimmy and Jay, as well as Roman and The Rock. But, you know, is it too much Bloodline? I don't think so. Just because we need this match. I want this match.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can do here. Have a match and then they tag together. You know, something, and maybe not at the end of the match, they shake hands, but something along those lines, maybe get them back together. I would really, I would love to see that, because I don't think they're being wasted, but, like, you see Jay once in a while, Jimmy's always in the background with Heyman and Solo. It's time, man. We know what they got. You know, they showed it the past 3 years with the Bloodline storyline. They are good on the mic. They're great in the ring. And how can you not? How can you not want this? You know,
and that's what I mean. Like, so maybe even if it is, like, you know, like, too much Bloodline or whatever, it's been too much Bloodline for 3 years now. So, like, if we give us this, like, let us really just nail home. I mean, you know, assuming Cody is finishing the story this year officially and Roman's dropping it.
Yeah.
You know, really give us the Bloodline imploding. You know, get Solo involved in some way where, you know, he's been backing Jimmy and Roman the whole time, and maybe for whatever reason he backs Jay. Or maybe he just gets in there and just beats them both up, just like, you're both idiots. Like, I don't know, what are you doing? You know, we're family. Like, we're all blood. What are we doing here? You know, like, really have it implode. Like, you know, and it might be, like, too much because we've had so much for 3 years. But, like, if we're going to blow it up, whatever, you know, let it happen.
Yeah. And the family aspect, too, is there, you know. I just, for me, it's just like, what do you do? It just can't be singles match, right? Like, it can be, but it's like you need something. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you need a Rikishi or you need more of the family members, but it's got to be something where anything goes. And, you know, maybe it's what you said, combat, Bloodline combat, whatever the hell it is. But
tribal.
Tribal, that's it. Tribal combat. I'm looking forward to that. And I feel like it's got to happen, right? Like, they kind of teased it at the Rumble. So, you know, let's do it. All right, buddy, let's get to it. Let's get to the meat of the WrestleMania card. You know, we talked LA Knight. We talked Logan. We talked Gunther. I'm going to take the U.S. title, and I'm going to make that. Again, I hate that we have to do, not hate, you know, hate's a strong word, but there's going to be, you know, more than, it's not going to be a singles match. I really like right. singles matches, but I think honestly, it's not going to be. There's something going on with LA Knight, Randy, AJ, and Logan. They teased us at the chamber. We still see Logan a good amount, which is really, really good to see, but it just seems like it's LA Knight's time. And I know there's a lot of big, you know, things happening at Mania, you know, ending the story, The Rock's there, Heyman's going to get inducted, it's Philadelphia. There's a lot of, you know, things going on that maybe they don't need Logan to lose the title. And I don't know, man. I've been back and forth for a while. It's going to be LA Knight versus AJ. Now it's going to be, you know, Logan versus Randy. Now it's going to be Randy versus AJ. It seems like those four guys are, I don't know, they don't know what to do with them. I think the best outcome here is just make it a fatal four-way and just have at it. I mean, the match with Logan, or not Logan, Roman, LA Knight, and who was the other guy at the Saudi show? It was Roman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, where's Justin when we need him?
A few moments later.
Who was it?
It was a fatal four-way. Styles,
oh,
Orton.
AJ.
Styles,
yes.
Orton,
and
AJ,
Randy.
And Roman.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah, so give it to me, man. I know you're a big LA Knight fan. Is that what you want to see? Or is there maybe add KO, maybe add Sammy, maybe add some other guy?
You know me too well, and this is why we do this together. Because my literal, I'm going to read right across what I wrote for my U.S. title prediction one. Orton, Logan, KO, Styles, Knight, U.S. title ladder match.
Ladder
and match. Then all I have a little bracket around Styles and Knight and just being like, possibly just a singles match, but I really don't want that.
I don't want it because, go ahead, let's hear it.
Yeah, no, I put ladder match just because I kind of, and I like hate myself for saying this, I want Logan Paul in a ladder match.
Yes.
You know, he's already proven like all of the haters and everyone wrong about like he's pretty friggin' good in the ring, no matter how much we don't want to admit it or didn't want it to be a thing. He is. I want to see him jump off a ladder. I want to see him doing ladder spots. Want to see him running up, you know, ladders popping in the corner and everything, you know? And I just feel like it all fits that way because like Elimination Chamber showed us where Knight and Styles are feuding. Like they're going to be a thing. They're going to go toward Mania. You know, Styles and Orton have both had the U.S. title in the past. So like no reason they shouldn't be in there. KO still got his thing going on with Logan Paul. That was shown in at Elimination Chamber also. Like it all just fits there. Orton and Logan had their thing in Elimination Chamber, a little bit of stare downs there. So they all just fit that way. Just let them all do their thing, shove them all together. We had a little bit this last week with KO was like kind of helping Orton out too, like friendship but not friendship.
Yeah.
You know, they're both the worst friends for anybody. So like, that's great. Keep that story going. Just shove all five of them into the ring. Let it be whatever. I wrote ladder match. If it's a fatal five way, great. Whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm in.
You know what? You know, it fits really well with Mania, a ladder match. I feel like we're missing that. You know, I feel like that's something we need, and they're going to be in Philly. So maybe hardcore, maybe they could do something like that. But I don't like it. I don't like it as in I want it to be a singles match, LA and Logan. And if you think about it, Randy doesn't need to be there. AJ doesn't need to be there. But I get it. Again, Mania. What do you do? Put them together. That's why you have so many triple threat tag team matches because they need to get their spotlight. But it's just like, I don't want it, but I'm okay with it. You know?
Exactly. I'm right there with you. I would like for it to just be a straight up, give Knight his big moment. He's still going to get a big pop when he wins it. Yeah. And
you still think he wins?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. There, because that's another one. Just like we were talking about with the Undisputed Tag Titles, like with R-Truth, like you gotta, you know, you got to strike while it's hot. And I'm not saying he's going to drop the ball or anything, but like if you keep dangling that carrot and pulling it away, sooner or later, we're not going to want it anymore. Yeah. I love LA Knight. I have since he first came into NXT and, you know, it'll always stick with me. The one NXT episode where he pulled up in a convertible in the parking lot and got out and started cutting a promo as he walked through the back all the way and just kind of there's like hit the music and went out and it continued it in the ring and everything. Like,
yeah,
the guy's got it. Yeah, get the hell out of here.
yeah,
strike while he's hot. Everybody loves him. there's no roof on the link, but it'll blow the roof off of it anyway.
Yeah,
when he wins it, you know.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Like, it would be better to give him just his moment in the singles, but you know, I think just because of where we are and what they did with everything in the chamber, we're not getting out of this without being a multi-man.
Yeah,
you know, Knight and Logan Paul is there. Like, that's the mid-card title to give him to keep us going.
Yeah,
so like. You're giving him, you want to give him the U.S. title. He's got the thing going on with Styles, so Styles has to be in it. Logan had the thing kind of going on with Orton. Orton's got to be in it. Logan also had the stuff going on with KO that never really finished, so he's got to be in too. What do you do? Shove him all in there with the ladder.
Yeah. And you know what, too? This will be the last thing, and then we'll get to the next match. We compared LA Knight's rise similar to, you know, the Yes Movement and Kofi Mania, and it still hasn't died out. And I mean, even though he's not main eventing and he's not getting, you know, the last hour of Raw or SmackDown, when he comes out, if it's first, second, middle, end, it doesn't matter, he's still getting that pop. So he still has it, and that's really tough to A, keep, and B, maintain. And
absolutely,
he maintains it. I mean, even if it's a video backstage on YouTube after the pay-per-view or the PLE, I mean, he just goes off. I mean, he just doesn't have a script, and he's so good at what he does. And I think that, you know, seeps through the TV, and that's the reason why we want him to win. I'm with you. I think he will win regardless of a Rumble, Fatal 4, Tornado match. I think LA Knight is going to win here.